Hey everyone, welcome to the For the Win podcast. I'm Hemel Javeri. Usually we have Stephen Ruiz and Evan Thorpe with us, but because of everything that's going on with the coronavirus, we've all been mandated to work from home. We cannot see each other's beautiful faces in person, but I thought this was a great time to get a few different voices on the phone. So this week, we're going to be talking to For the Win editor Andy Nesbitt, who's all the way out in California. Hi, Andy.
Hey, Hemel. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Just great, man. What a crazy, crazy time.
Yeah, it has been a crazy, probably 24 hours in sports, and Andy and I are going to walk you through all of the chaos that's happened. I think things have settled down a little bit right now, but let's start with what happened last night. Andy, since you're out on the West Coast, you're working. I would say this actually all started right before the Utah Jazz-Oklahoma Thunder game.
Yeah, so, I mean, we saw that Trump was going to talk at 9 Eastern, and so we were kind of waiting for that. And then all of a sudden, everything kind of happened in Oklahoma City, right, where I was just on Twitter, and I saw an ESPN reporter there sitting courtside tweeting that both teams have been called back to the locker room right before a tip-off, and they were monitoring it, and they didn't know what was going on. And, you know, with all this coronavirus stuff going on, we all thought, okay, something's going to happen here. What is it going to be? And then it just all spiraled from there. It was just a crazy night.
Yeah, and for a little bit more context, what we had been seeing in the past couple of days is leagues taking into account considerations from local and state governments that said you guys should not be holding gatherings, and some places like Santa Clara County in San Jose had actually taken the step of banning large crowds. So at this point, leagues were following the direction of governments, right? So if the government mandated you cannot have a large crowd, then that's what they would follow. But they were not taking any proactive steps in terms of canceling games. The farthest we'd gone is that games would be played without fans. And that all changed last night.
Yeah, and also Rudy Gobert yesterday afternoon, we saw that story that we posted on our site that he was out with an illness, and we were all kind of like, oh man, I wonder what that is. You know, not thinking that it actually would be the coronavirus, and that would be the thing that shut down the NBA and virtually just shut down all the other leagues too. So, I mean, when I saw them in the locker room and waiting to find out what's going to happen, the thought is Gobert has coronavirus, and this whole thing is about to blow up crazy right now.
Yeah, and you were right. It felt like kind of a stretch that, oh, he actually does have coronavirus, but that's what happened. It feels way too on the nose, but here we are.
Yeah, because at that point, too, we only knew like there was an Italian soccer player that had coronavirus. There was no real talk of any, you know, athlete in the U.S. having it. So it was kind of like, you know, Steph Curry missed a game last week because of the flu. And so there wasn't really any like thought of like, oh, wow, this could really be something until it was something.
Yeah, and so what the Utah Jazz said is that they had, that Gobert was ill, and so they tested him for influenza first, and when that test came back negative, that's when they pushed for a coronavirus test, and right before tip-off is when it became, or when it came back positive. They said earlier that he was not in the facility with Thunder players, but he had been practicing with the Jazz team earlier, and he had not been quarantined beforehand. So this has spread to a lot of places. And who else on the Jazz has it?
What's his name?
Donovan Mitchell, like, right?
Yes, yes. He's got it too. And, you know, what the scary part too last night and what's going on today is you look at all the games the Jazz have played in the last week and a half or 2 weeks, and you think about all the players that they've, you know, brushed up against or played against, and all of a sudden you start thinking, wow, this could possibly hit a lot of people.
Yeah, and there's a lot of repercussions to this happening. And the domino effect, the waterfall effect, I don't know what you want to call it, the chain reaction that it has set off has been massive. I think overall this has actually been a net positive, but this has escalated outside of the NBA, right? Like the NBA decided to shut down their season, and what you saw happening early this morning is leagues also realizing, whoa, this could hit us as well. And now basically there are no more sports left.
Yeah, and it's still, I mean, the NCAA just announced a little while ago that March Madness is officially off, the spring championships are off. And so, I mean, all that news is out, but it doesn't really feel like it's real right now, right?
No, it doesn't feel real at all. I don't think it's going to feel real until a week from now when there have been no sports on TV at all.
Yeah, and I was talking to a friend of mine about this. I'm like, you know, what do we write about, you know, for the next couple of weeks? And he's like, well, you know, the story right now is the story about everything that's happening. I go, yeah, for the next couple of days. But what are we thinking like a week from now? And we're a week in and there's nothing going on.
Well, we're going to take that step of live streaming ourselves sleeping on TikTok.
Yes. We got to figure out something.
That's pretty much what's going to happen. Actually, I have a question for you because you're a big UFC guy. And yeah. UFC is the one, well, it's not the only, you know, sporting league, but they haven't actually canceled matches, right? Can you give some context about that?
Yeah, they haven't canceled anything. They have an event this weekend in Brazil. I saw John Anik, the announcer, tweet earlier today that he's wishing everybody well in the company that's going down to the Brazil card. There's going to be no crowd there per the arena. And then they have a fight coming up. They have a big fight coming up in a couple weeks in Ohio and Columbus. And last week, Dana White, before UFC 248, during an interview, said he wasn't scared at all about coronavirus and kind of laughed it off, which is proving to not be a good look right now.
Do you think that they'll take the step in the coming days and weeks to cancel the fights?
I think they will, but there's also talk that they might move into Las Vegas to the UFC's gym and might hold some there with no crowd, which would be totally bizarre, but it could happen.
Oh, that might actually be kind of cool. It's much more bare bones that way, right?
Yeah, and they do a show every year called, you know, Dana White's Contender Series, where they fight basically in this quiet gym where there's just, you know, 30 people in the crowd. And it's interesting because it's such a different way to watch a fight. And that could actually be the way they hold these big fights coming up.
Yeah, what's clear now is that things are going to change very quickly, and they're going to change not just in sports, but this is going to disrupt a lot of routines. Do you think that any of this is an overreaction?
I don't think so. No, I think we should overreact to this, right? And worst case scenario is we look back in a couple months and we're like, man, look how silly we were for overreacting to that. But I think right now that's the safest and smartest thing to do.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't consider myself paranoid, but I have been paying attention to what's happening in Italy and how the extreme steps that other countries have taken to kind of keep this under control. And it feels like it's in our best interest to maybe overreact for a little bit and just sequester ourselves as needed.
Yeah, I agree with that. And you know, we are going to feel repercussions in the economy and, you know, small businesses being affected and just everyone being hit by this. But I think as an overall society, I think it's a smart thing to do. And I know there's some people out there on Twitter who are trying to be macho and trying to laugh at those who are reacting the way we are. But I think it's the smartest way to react to it.
I agree. And this is really unprecedented. I don't think all leagues have ever shut down play ever, right?
No. And think about it. I mean, this time next week, we're going to be a week into no sports. And it's going to be really freaking eerie.
I know. I'm wondering, we work in sports, so sometimes I do get tired of sports, and I think this will help me increase my appreciation quite a bit.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be like, man, where are these nightly NBA games I look forward to seeing highlights from or watching or having things happen or, you know, having things to write about and to work. It's going to be a really weird time.
I know. We're going to turn into a Netflix review blog or a book review blog.
Yeah, I think someone had a good idea on Slack of like watching old games and like writing on them like they're happening in real time. You know, try to find some creative ways to like keep sports keep sports out there and having, you know, our readers enjoy, have fun, have some sort of outlet to all this craziness that's happening.
Yeah, and a lot of people are going to be stuck at home online, so we're going to have to try to do that. Andy, is there anything I didn't bring up that you want to chat about?
No, I mean, I think we're all doing the right thing of, just, we got to think about all the people that can't fight for themselves in this, you know, all the older people that can't be subjected to this kind of illness. I mean, as younger people, we'll be okay, but we just got to be safe, you know?
Yeah. And I think you bring up a good point that this feels kind of tough for us, especially if you are young and able-bodied and healthy right now. But when you quarantine yourself and you keep yourself free from the virus, you're helping a lot more vulnerable people stay healthy as well, which is the most important thing. Andy? Yeah,
oh, and one more thing. I think the golf is going on right now, the Players Championship, and it's a huge event for the PGA Tour, who has bumbled this whole thing all week, and they held it today with fans, and tomorrow they're not going to hold it with fans, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and my money is on that tournament being canceled tonight.
Ah, yep, that's a good point too. See, it really is starting to trickle down. And again,
it becomes a PR thing too, right? I mean, this league is going to be the only, golf is going to be one of the only ones around. They're going to take a big knock after today with PR wise, and it's only the smart moves are going to be just to cancel it.
I totally agree. I think there is a little bit of peer pressure involved in this. No league wants to be seen as the one that is flying in the face of, guidelines that, like WHO guidelines about large mass gatherings.
Yeah, PGA Tour, you think you're bigger than everybody else, like just because you play outside, you're going to be fine. Like, it doesn't seem right now.
No, it doesn't. No, you made a really good point there. All right. Well, thank you guys very much for listening. And Andy, thank you very much. Hope you're doing well, stocked up on coronavirus stuff.
I am. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next week.